It appears that there is more and more fire and smoke enveloping the very top of the building. And as fire crews are descending on this area, it does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
I just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of my view.
Yes, and that's the second explosion. You could see the plane.
I was in B tower. A tower.
What floor were you on?
B1.
What floor?
The first one.
What happened? Tell me.
A big explosion happened. Some guy came out. His skin was all off. I helped him out. This is him all over. There's people jumping out of windows. I've seen at least 14 people jumping out of windows. It's horrific. I can't believe this is happening.
Anything else that you saw? Were you there for the second hit by the plane?
Yeah. About 10 minutes later, the second building went off.
Did you see it?
Yes, I saw it. It just blew up. A big explosion. People started running. It was just chaos everywhere. Yes, I was right there. I was down in the basement. Came down. All of a sudden, the elevator blew up. Smoke. I dragged the guy out. His skin was hanging off. And I dragged him out. And I helped him out to the ambulance.
Thank you. Heard the explosion. And then what did you do?
We heard the explosion, and we didn't know if it was a earthquake or whatever. And they came on the PA system and said it was a bomb, but then we heard it was a plane. So then we went back upstairs because we thought everything was okay. And then we didn't see the second plane, but we saw the explosion hit the other tower, and planes just came flying towards us.
And that's when you ran?
That's when we went to the other side of the building and then waited to hear from the PA system, and they said they were evacuating everybody. And then we just walked all the way up Broadway, and glad we did because the whole building came down.
You can see that there is smoke there coming out of at least two sides of the building.
Now, a large section of the building is blown out around like the 80th floor.
Was it hit by something or was it something inside?
It was inside. Because it looked out, everything was coming out.
Everything
all the windows were coming out, all the papers.
What is on the sidewalk?
I didn't see.
No second plane. It was a bomb. Bombed another building, not second plane. That was a bomb. Who said the second plane?
Down. It looks like it's like the top, I can't even tell you, maybe 20 floors. Intense smoke. It's horrible. I can't even describe it.
Do you have any idea what kind of plane it was?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any idea what hit the World Trade Center?
What it was?
Yeah, what kind of plane? We're getting reports that an airplane hit the building.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Honestly, I was walking up, and it looked up and saw a big boom and fire. You know, I got to tell you, we were all saying around here that it was very interesting that it would be a bomb and it would be so high up. So perhaps it was a plane. We have no talk of a plane. However, I have to tell you, there are still things flying in the air. I mean, it's mind-boggling, and it's horrifying.
I was in the building when they announced a fire. There was a fire, and they evacuated the World Trade Center. And then when we got outside, you looked up and we saw flames and smoke. And then as we were moving away from the building, I heard, you know, a loud explosion and, you know, saw the second tower caught in flames. And at that point, everybody started running.
And in terms of the firefighting capabilities, when you get up to this high level, I assume the firefighters have got to get up there and, you know, fight it from inside. Oh, if you're taking a look now, you can see that we've just had another explosion, and that is considerably lower. And is that in the other building? Is that what I'm witnessing?
That apparently does look like it is in the other building.
The plane has just hit another building, flew right into the middle of it. Explosion. My God, it's right in the middle of the building.
This one into the east tower.
Yes, yes, right in the middle of the building. And right now, that was definitely looked like it was on purpose.
You saw a plane?
Yes, I just saw a plane go into the building.
Why do you say that was definitely on purpose?
Because it just flew straight into it. It didn't look like it was, and it didn't look like a commercial jet. It was a smaller plane. It was definitely a smaller plane.
There's no way of telling that. Mr. Stewart, just one more time, and I know I'm exhausting what little information you have, but we have people joining us every moment. Take me through again where you were, when this happened, what you saw.
I was serving tables at a restaurant, and I just heard sort of like a boom sound. It almost sounded almost like an earthquake sound, and I looked up, and I saw literally something like, it might have even bounced off a little bit of a building, and next thing I know, I saw a big ball of fire on the top of the building, and just lots of smoke, and what looked like to be debris or glass falling down, and it happened really quick. It's really hard to...
Okay. Stuart, I thank you very much. I appreciate that, sir.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're on the line with another eyewitness. Sir, this is Bryant Gumbel in New York.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. You're Wendell?
Yes, I am.
Wendell, can you give me your last name?
Klein.
Wendell Klein. Tell me where you are, if you would.
Well, right now I'm back in the hotel. I'm in the hotel offices here, the front office.
You're in the... Okay, where were you when...
I was standing right in front of the hotel. I'm the doorman there. And,
The hotel. Which hotel?
Marriott World Trade Center.
Right across from the World Trade Center.
It's actually right in between them.
Right in between the World Trade Center.
Yes.
Okay, so you were standing outside, and tell us what you saw and what you heard.
Well, what I heard first, an explosion, and I just figured that it was a plane passing by. Then all of a sudden, stuff just started falling, like bricks and paper and everything. And so I just kind of like ran like inside to get away from the falling debris and glass and so forth. Then after like everything stopped, because it like was falling in the street and the cars were crashing into each other, then when it kind of stopped, I heard a guy screaming. And when I looked over, there was this guy that was on fire, so I kind of like ran over and I tried to like put the fire on him. And he was like screaming, and I just told him to roll, and he said he can't. And then another guy came over with his bag and kind of like put the flames out on him. So right now he's being taken care of. I just had everyone call the ambulance and stuff.
Tell me about that plane.
Well, I didn't recognize it as a plane at first. It looked to me like a charred piece of metal, and I had thought that there was an explosion from within the Trade Center.
From my perspective, I didn't know that it was an airplane that hit the building. I still thought it was a bomb, and everything I saw told me it was bombs in the building.
I was underneath it. I was looking at the tower. I had my camera in my hand. I heard the noise. I never saw the airplane. I was less than 100 yards away from the building. I was standing on West Street.